The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Well, good morning, Northeast Florida. Hope everyone is doing great. Are you out in your car getting ready to shop today? If you are, you need to have some patience. I was out yesterday, had to make a stop, and the traffic, well, let's just say it was backed up everywhere. I mean San Jose, I mean the town center, it was backed up everywhere. So have some patience. I hope most of you have gotten everything that you need. You know what? Wonder if anybody's buying a house today. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day to shop for a home.
It is. That voice, that doesn't sound like Angela, and she normally is here, but it's her daughter's 25th birthday, so we want to say happy birthday to Mackenzie. But that voice is one that you have heard many times before on the show. That, of course, is Wally Conway, the owner of Home Pro Inspection. So welcome, Wally.
Happy to be with you, Howard.
Yes. You've been on the show so many times giving great advice about the importance of doing not only inspections when you buy, but about inspections when you are about to sell your home. So we're going to have some great stories today with Wally. You got some good ones to tell us?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, first of all, tell everybody, for those people that have not heard you before, tell us about who you are and what you do.
Well, long ago and far away in Camden, New Jersey, I was born in 1955, migrated from there to the Naval Academy, ended up as a Navy pilot, and that's how I got here to Jacksonville. During the time as a Navy pilot, I wanted to live in a house rather than an aircraft carrier all the time. I went to buy one. Discovered they were expensive, and got hanging around construction sites and became an owner, builder, licensed contractor. Retired in 94, and here we are 35,000 houses and buildings later running Home Pro Inspections.
Well, I guess you can count them on more than one hand, 35,000.
35,000. Now, it's truthful that I haven't done those all personally. I've probably done 5,000 or 6,000 houses, and we have a wonderful staff of 8 or 10 other well-trained, well-executed, very polite, nice, clean-smelling folks that do beautiful work for us.
They're not like the old adage of the plumber who walks with the low-cut pants, and when they bend down, you see the cheeks.
No, we don't do that. And, you know, growing up at the Naval Academy, they taught me to look right, smell right, do things right. And then as a Navy pilot, things were about systems, process, and protocol. And it was interesting because during that time, and it's still the same, or a Navy pilot, if you do the things you're taught to do the way you're taught to do them, you will survive long enough to understand why you were taught to do them that way. We bring that same process into the home inspection business.
You know, I'm all about processes as well, and we do that, and Angela and I do that in our real estate business as well, and I guess that's why we are successful as well, because we have processes in place the way we put homes on the market and get them sold when many times other realtors cannot. It's about doing things the right way and treating people right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I have met, you talked about you have several people on your staff, and I, of course, have met virtually all of them in the field when they do their inspections, and they do things right. It is a methodical process. It's just not walking around and saying, oh, I see that, and oh, I see that. So tell us about the methodical process that you use when you do an inspection. Because a lot of people have not bought a house yet and don't know what it's about.
We've process-wise, it's very, very, very similar to what we were taught. I was taught as a young guy in pre-flighting an aircraft. You start with the approach. You're walking up to it. And you need to view the home holistically. How does each individual component contribute to the systems into that component? And how does that component interact with the other components to make the house function? So all of these things are interdependent. So the heating and air has an impact on electric, and the electric has an impact on the plumbing, and the plumbing has an impact on the humidity, and all of these things play together. And very often people will say to me, Howard, well, Wally, why don't I just have a roofer come over and a plumber come over and an air conditioning fellow come over and an electrician come over and have them do those things individually, because they have a greater, deeper, and more specific expertise than any one home inspector. And I would say that's true. They do have a deeper, more specific expertise in their individual silos. But what happens is they don't figure out how those things work together. And I'll tell you an analogy we use often. Having a home pro inspection is a bit like going to the Mayo Clinic. It's that total body approach to how it all fits together.
It's a big package.
Exactly. And we're looking at things. And it's very interesting as a home inspector, the background of many people that get into this. You could know how to design something. That's very important. That's like an engineer. You could know how to build something that or install it. That's very interesting. That's like a contractor. You could know how to repair something. Mm-hmm. That's yet another skill set. And then there's the skill set of inspecting something. And those vary differently. So when a person is buying or selling a home or a real estate agent involved with us in that process, here's all they really want to know. What's in the house? How is it currently functioning? How is it supposed to function? How long might it last if it's still functioning? And what might it cost to replace? It's not a design adventure. It's not a building adventure. It's not a repair adventure. It's a physical exam. How do the parts and pieces blend together? And what will I reasonably expect from this home, performance-wise and expense-wise, after I move in? It's very simple.
Well, I like that. And one of the things that they do, you use the analogy of Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic looks on the inside of the body as well, with x-rays and with MRIs. But you do, but in addition, you do things as well.
The Mayo looks up the butt, too.
You do things as well on the inside.
We do.
And I mean in the walls.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about that a little bit, because some people say to me when we suggest get a home inspection, some, you know, home guys that say, oh, I know how to look at stuff. I can turn on the dishwasher and see if it works.
That's important.
And I can look at, I can plug things into all the plugs, and I can open all the windows and see whether they open or not. Why do I need to spend the money to hire a home inspector when I can do the same things that a home inspector does? So when we come back after the first break, I want you to talk about the expertise in the equipment and the guys that you have to look on the inside and between the walls and in the attic, so that you can say, or you can start talking about that now. We got a couple minutes.
So Fred Flintstone was the first person ever to have a home inspection. He and Betty bought this home in Bedrock, and the home inspector came with a torch, shined light on the walls, and reported on what was visible. Then, as technology came along, Abraham Lincoln got a home inspection for he and Mary Todd Lincoln in a log cabin. The guy bought a kerosene lamp, shined light on the wall, and reported on what was visible. Then Thomas Edison and his wife got a home inspection. The guy had a flashlight, thanks to him inventing the light bulb, and they shined light and reported on what was visible. At Home Pro Inspections, we're using infrared cameras. It's much like an MRI for the home to report on what would be invisible to the naked eye. Thankfully, the majority of times when we use the infrared device, which is every single home inspection, there's nothing negative. It's an affirmation that it's okay. It's like a chest x-ray. It's like an MRI. It's bringing technology to respect and inspect your comfort and your investment.
Well, some people don't know what infrared really shows or what it doesn't show. So when we come back in the break, will you tell us a little bit more about what that shows?
I promise I will.
You promise you will? All right. By the way, we're going to answer questions that some people have, because not only do you provide information during the inspection, but your inspection actually lasts for years to come.
Best in the world.
I'm going to tell people, or you're going to tell people, what that means after the break. So if people have questions, they can call in at 1. What's the number? Do you know the number, Larry? It's 222-8255. And the area code, of course, is 904. So that's 904-222-8255, and we will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com. It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We appreciate all the people here in Northeast Florida who are tuning in every Saturday now for 7 years. In fact, in two weeks, it'll be 7 years that Angela and I have been on the show. And we're welcoming Larry. I did it again. Wally Conway, not Larry. Larry is one of the people that works here in the studio. My apologies, Wally.
You're forgiven,
Conway.
Angela.
I deserve that. Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections. Wally's here to answer your questions at 222-8255.
Only hard questions, no softballs. Bring us the tough stuff.
Okay. Before the break, we were talking about the type of inspections you do and how you have the ability, Mr. Superman, about looking through walls and looking in attics.
We have no super people on our staff.
Okay.
We have wonderful people. It's the technology in the hands of a skilled person that was where the superpower comes from. And it's so funny you word it that way, Howard, because people will call me and they say, I'd like to have a home inspection. I say, great. Why? And they might say, so you can tell me about the things I can't see. Well, guess what? We can't see what you can't see. Yes, we've got a more skilled eye and can interpret what can be seen, but it's the invisible things, those surprises that are the bad things. And that's where the infrared comes in. So the infrared camera, here's how this works. There's visible light that you see me and me see you. There's the energy associated with sound. We hear each other. And right above the visible light spectrum is the infrared light spectrum, which is associated with heat. So imagine you have a digital camera and it's got 10,000 pixels, which it does. And each of those pixels is a thermometer. and how it interpreted temperature variances at each one of those pixels is with a color. What you'll get then is an image that will depict how the temperature variances are across that object. So if I shine the infrared camera across the studio at you, Howard, I'll see your head's nice and hot, and then your arms are cooler, and you know you get an image showing where you're hot and cold. When we use that infrared camera during a home pro inspection, we're seeing temperature variances at whatever we're looking at with the device. So if we're looking at a wall and we see temperature variances, well, that'll tell us where the studs are. We can see the studs. It'll tell us where insulation is missing. It will show if there's a hot wire. It will show if there's water in the wall, because that's different temperature-wise. And the most glorious of infrared pictures is when we're showing the home buyer or seller how we're doing the infrared, and they're looking at it, and they're said, wow, that's amazing. I understand what I'm seeing, so that's good. They get comfort from that. And they say, do you see anything wrong? And I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong.
That's not a good affirmation.
We looked at the wall from the exterior. We looked at the wall from the interior, meaning the inside of the house, and then scanned that wall with the infrared and said, you know what? There's zero detectable symptom for concern. And that's that Mayo analogy, like the CAT scan or the MRI. We describe it as it's like an MRI for the home.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys go, some houses or most houses here in Northeast Florida are built on a slab.
Most common?
Most common. But some are built up above.
Yeah, with a crawl space. You should come crawl with me one day, brave man.
Tell me about crawling underneath the house. So you guys get underneath that little crawl space
and
get dirty?
Yeah, I or whoever from the staff, we get to every place that a human could get. It's not dangerous to that individual. Scary is okay. Dangerous is not good. Scary is okay.
What do you look for underneath the house?
I love being under houses. You can see everything. You can see the pipe. You can see the wiring. You can see the structure. In many of the older homes, there's ductwork under there. All the good stuff is either in the crawl space beneath the house or in the attic above the house. That's where you really identify risk, which is why you should never hire a fat old home inspector.
So look for the skinny guy.
Yeah.
So tell us a good story about some of the things that you found underneath a house that a buyer should be concerned with.
The thing that got my attention in a scary sense more than anything else, I was crawling under a home a few years back in Springfield, home from the early 1900s. It was in a neighborhood at that time that was a little bit challenged, and I crawled up on a body.
And as in human?
A human. And the person was covered in blankets. I could see the top of the person's head. They didn't move. I quietly crawled myself back out, and I called the police at a stop station, you know, right up in the neighborhood, and I say, hey, it's me, you know, Wally Connery from Home Pro Inspections. I'm at this particular address. I was just under the home, and there was a body. And mind you, I was under there alone, without backup and unarmed at that particular point, and I crawled back out. That was okay. They showed up.
They meaning the police.
Oh, yeah, and I was happy they did. They got there quite promptly, and with several cars and several officers, and surrounded the area, and it's kind of interesting. When you've just crawled out of that location, and I was 6 feet away from this guy by the time I noticed it was a human body and a bunch of blankets, they were super apprehensive to go where I had already been, and I understand that. I wouldn't have gone there if I had seen it, too. So they did a few things here and there, and ended up one of the officers crawled in while the others were prepared to respond. We didn't know if that person was living or dead at that point.
Well, if they had blankets, I'm thinking it's a homeless person. But stay tuned for the rest of the story.
Truth of it is, it turned out to be a person who was asleep under there when I was there. When he heard me, he just laid still. When he heard me crawl out, he scooted. And what all the officers ended up with is a pile of warm blankets. But that was startling and concerning at the time. I didn't relish the idea of crawling up on a dead person, and I didn't relish crawling upon, you know, you're in the dark in a confined space, a living person. And in no case was it good, but it had a happy ending.
Well, that's good. So you find leaking pipes, I know I have, I own a rental property, and when someone went under there for the first time, they found some leaking pipes. They found some termite damage that I wouldn't have known about unless someone had gone under there. And then when they went into the attic, so tell me about going into the attic and some interesting things that you have found.
Well, the most challenging thing in an attic is the summertime. It's hot. It's deadly and dangerous. And as a business owner, you know, our goal for 2019 is to be in 3,000 houses around town. The safety of our inspector is my single greatest concern. You know, you get up in an attic like that, it's 140 degrees, 160 degrees. You're dedicated to doing the best you can do to gather every piece of information you can for the customer. You're up against a legitimate, dangerous environment and health hazard. So that's always my biggest concern. The things that tend to startle me in attics or get my attention are people put some of the strangest things in their attics. People store stuff in their attics. People hide stuff from their spouse in their attics. People hide stuff from the popo in their attics. They do. I was in an attic in Hidden Hills a few years ago. Very nice, wonderful neighborhood. And came across, I didn't count them, I'm going to guess, 20 to 30 automatic weapons laying across the insulation. You know, they were suspended along the trusses, the bottom of the trusses. They're just lined up in the ready position. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, that is interesting.
Had one of our inspectors probably 15 years ago found a bag full of silver dollars. That was interesting.
And people put things up there and they forget after they move out to go up in their attic and empty things out.
People put their magazines up there often. You read into that whatever you like.
No pun intended. Okay. Well, interesting. Now, one of the things that you find in old houses is something called knob and tube wiring.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, now back in the day with Westinghouse and Thomas Edison and all that, when they originally began to electrify houses, the wire didn't look like it looks today. So today, if you peel back a piece of wire, it's got three wires in it typically. Back in the day, it was one single strand of wire. Well, you can't electrify a house with one strand. You needed at least two. They had not yet invented ground wires. So there'd be two wires running parallel about 6 inches apart through the walls and to the attic. And when the wire needed to make a turn, there was a ceramic knob. So they'd wrap the wire around the knob to make a 90-degree turn. And where it needed to penetrate a rafter or a joist, they had a little ceramic pipe, and it would go through that ceramic tube, hence the term knob and tube. Safest and best wiring method ever used. The problem we have now, 80 or 100 years later, people cover it in insulation. They never should have done that. They splice into it in amateur ways. But if you find it ever as originally intended, it's wonderful and beautiful. The core issue, though, is insurability. Very difficult to get an insurance company to insure the knob and tube wire.
So your job is to report that it is there, but not to make any conclusion on whether or not the person should buy that house.
Should buy or no buy, that's irrelevant to us at the home inspector. Our job is discover, document, disclose. We will provide a little extra insight. As an example, with a knob and tube wire, we'll share they may have challenges for insurance, but the buying decision is between they and their agent.
Okay. All right, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk specifically about how your company gives service after the inspection is done. That's a really important thing that you guys do that a lot of other home inspectors don't. We're also going to continue to answer people's questions. So call into the show at 904-222-8255. And I'm going to give you a right name this time, Wally Conway of Home Pro Inspection. So call Wally with your questions. Again, call in 222-8255. Right? You're going to answer questions.
Make it a hard
right?
question.
Make it a hard one. Wally's done, his company's done 35,000 home inspections. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. For the third time in 2 years, parts of the federal government are shut down. By midnight last night, Senate lawmakers in the White House were unable to come to terms on a funding bill. The president still wanting $5 billion to build another portion of the border wall with Mexico. Democrats say it is a no-go, and the leaders are blaming President Trump for what they call a temper tantrum. London's Gatwick Airport took strides today toward running a full schedule as police questioned a man and woman arrested now in connection with those drone intrusions that created so much havoc at the airport for holiday travelers. The airport's arrival and departure boards show the busy airport inching toward normal operations, but still showing an unusual number of delays. Another pounding for the major stock indexes on Friday on Wall Street. The Dow was down 414 points at 22,445. This is SRN News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars all season long. Don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars visit the Miami Dolphins. Tune in. Broadcast starts at 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio
on. Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
And there is some traffic congestion at 95 south of the ramp to 8th Street due to a crash blocking a couple lanes. And the traffic is backed up until the ramp of 20th Street. So watch out there. Mostly cloudy today, looking for high of 60. Clear tonight, down to 37. And tomorrow, sunny, up to 65. Currently 47 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And when I say everybody, it's just not people here in Northeast Florida, because we have people listening all over the East Coast. Did you know that, Wally?
All over the world.
All over the world. And I'm sure you do, too. You know, you have your, well, of course, you know this, but tell everybody, you have your own show. Tell everybody about your show.
I just want to talk about you.
All right. Well, we were talking about that your home inspections not only, you know, take the 3 hours or so, but you do things with your home inspections that actually last a lifetime.
Here's what's interesting. You know, we talked earlier about technology changing, you know, using the advanced equipment to do a little better job. The vast majority of home inspectors, I'm going to say 99 out of 100, let's imagine they did a great inspection and the inspection was perfect. It's possible. Every now and then you do something perfect. That doesn't mean nothing will ever go wrong in the future. And that's very frustrating to people. And people would call and say, hey, you inspected my home and you said the dishwasher was working and we moved in and 2 weeks later it stopped working. And that means you missed it. I said, no, ma'am, it was working at that time. And we were truthful and correct. It was working at that time and then it stopped. And what we've done to minimize that type of a thing, we've partnered with a company called Residential Warranty Services, where we become the eyes and ears, not only for the home buyer, but also for the warranty company. So we were able to put an 18-month warranty on the home. And even if the person chooses not to purchase the 18-month warranty, we put a 90-day warranty on everything that has over $25,000 in coverage and a 5-year roof protection plan. If we've inspected the home, Home Pro inspects the home and says your roof's not damaged or leaking, anytime in the next 5 years, if it gets a leak, it's covered under the 5-year roof protection
plan. Now,
that's
free. The 18-month, people have to pay for.
Yeah.
And people that are buying a house, they may choose to purchase an extended warranty.
Right.
With most companies, it's 12 months. Because it's pre-inspected, you do 18.
18 months and far greater coverage. I will tell you this very honestly. We've done a comparison of every warranty company in the country. And none compare. It's the only reason we chose to partner to it. I've been doing this 25 years. I've been asked for 23 of those years, hey, would you refer our particular warranty company? And there's so many goofy exemptions and exclusions, it ended up being a bad reflection on us. You told me this was a good warranty. And very candidly, they're all about the same, with the exception of the 18-month at Residential Warranty. Because they've partnered with a warranty company, no pre-existing conditions, you can choose your own contractor, and it's covering things no one else covers. Ice makers, the lines between the house and the street that bring water and take away sewage, and on and on and on. It is objectively better. I've not met a single human, a single real estate agent, or a single professional who hasn't agreed with that.
Well, all I can say
they
is...
They still refer other things. That's their choice.
All I can say is... that they have to do it with your inspection.
They don't. They can actually get that warranty, FloridaHomeWarranty.net, without our inspection. The difference will be it'll only be for 12 months.
Ah, well, there's an advantage.
That's truth in sales.
All right, so let's get back to doing the inspection, though. Just
right.
Doing in the inspection, though, your inspection comes with a 90-day warranty on the things that... So if the dishwasher worked... When you inspected it, it doesn't matter because it could break the next day.
It could.
You're covering it or this company is covering it for 90 days.
Yeah, we purchase coverage from the warranty company for every single one of our customers for that first 90 days. They may choose to layer the 18-month on top of that, but they get the first 90 totally complimentary based on us paying for it.
And if you're doing what's called a WDO inspection for termites and wood rot, you're covering additional damage for 90 days.
Damage, no. Treatment,
yes,
just to be accurate. I don't want to make some... We do more than any other company in the country.
Well, that's what I want to...
At some point, there's I always want clarity.
Well, I appreciate
make
that.
Make sure someone doesn't think we're doing something we didn't.
But you're doing a lot of other extra things, and that's what I want to... talk about. Let's talk about the appliances.
Okay.
And the extra things that you do for the appliances with recalls.
Here's an interesting thing about recalls. So let's imagine a guy has a really fancy Jaguar motor car, very expensive, very luxurious, comfortable car. And Jaguar discovers there's something wrong in the car. They negotiate with the government to have a recall. Jaguar knows where every single Jaguar they've ever manufactured is parked. They know that because of license and registration data.
Okay.
So they'll call the owner of that car, not call them, they'll send them a postcard and say, hey, Mr. Conway, bring your Jaguar in for service. It's got a bad airbag. That's what actually happened to me on my Honda. I should use Honda as an example. So They call me and say, come get your Honda airbag replaced. They knew where I was. Now imagine you are Train Heating and Air or LiftMaster Garage Door or Macerator, whatever company you are, and you have a recall. The manufacturers don't know where their appliances are. The only way they can know where the appliance is, if you've sent in that little registration card.
And nobody does.
I don't know anyone who's ever done that. So what we do using the recall check application, it's a device on our smartphone or an application on a smartphone. We take a photograph of every single label of every single fixed appliance. That then goes into the recall database looking for recall. And this is really wonderful for sellers. If we discover using the recall check app that an appliance in the home has been recalled, then that manufacturer will repair, replace, or refund that device at no cost.
So how long is that?
Forever.
That's forever.
Yeah, what happens is the database is scrubbed with your data. Your data is going against the database of your appliances every month. And then the system, the recall check system, will send you an email and say, hey, Howard, We've gone through the database again, and guess what? Your dishwasher is now under recall. Here's the information to get it repaired, replaced, or a refund.
That is fantastic.
And if you upgrade a system or appliance, when you get that monthly email telling you about the status, all you do is type it right in there, tell them you've got a new one, and now that will fall right into the recall check database.
You know, it's few companies that do the things that you do, and it's fewer companies that guarantee their work. So I want to talk about two of the guarantees that your company does that just seem so incredibly unprecedented.
Thank you.
I mean, when I first heard about these a couple of years ago, it just seemed unbelievable. And one of those is the buyback guarantee. So when you think about that, when you hear about this on a product, oh, if this TV doesn't work, you'll buy it back.
Right.
So that's an $800 TV, you buy it back.
Right.
What you're offering is to buy the house.
So here's the genesis of how that happened. And again, we've been in 35,000 houses, so we've heard every imaginable story, scenario, situation, or problem. And it's frustrating when you've done nothing wrong, yet you can't solve the person's problem. So a person would call and say, Wally, HomePro inspected my house, and I just moved in, and this is wrong or this is broken or this is whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry whether it was our fault or not. I'm still sorry, but I couldn't do anything. With the buyback guarantee, I say, I'm so sorry. Because the person would say to me, if you had told me about this, either the seller would have fixed it, or I never would have bought the home. That's a classic one-liner from an unhappy customer, an unhappy homeowner. I never would have bought the home if you told it. And then we say, I understand. I respect that. We'll buy the home back. And how we do that is on every single home inspection, I register that home. I pay a fee, very much like the warranty products. I do the same thing. I register it, and I pay the fee. From the inspection fee, I pay those fees to others that do this. And we'll buy the house back. We buy it back at the same price they paid for it, pay the closing costs, and then we relist the home we just bought back with the same agent that sold it to that person.
I mean, we're talking about this, and it almost seems unbelievable. So somebody pays $500 to $1,000 or $1,500 for the inspection, and you're offering to buy the home back. That could be $500,000.
It might be. What I find it's unbelievable.
It's almost speechless to hear that.
I find unbelievable that anyone would choose another company, and I find it deplorable that a real estate agent would refer another company.
Okay.
That's from my heart.
There's more. There's more to hear about this, because there's another part of your warranty on a pre-purchase inspection.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to start the fourth segment.
You sound like Billy Mays, but wait, there's more.
Or page two for the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Love that guy. And his son has taken over that. But we're going to I hope somebody calls in a question. Oh, we have Sharon on the line. I just noticed that Sharon's on the line. Sharon, please stay with us. We're going to answer your question first when we get back from the break. God bless everyone. Stay with us. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Right before the break, I noticed that we had Sharon on the line, so I want to welcome her. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. How are both of you doing this morning?
Wonderful, Sharon. Thank you.
And we are better knowing that we got a call from you this morning and hope that you're going to have a very happy holiday. So
that's what I'm calling you both for. I want to wish both of you and your families a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much. What a pleasant, great way to start our Saturday morning, other than being on the show, is to get somebody to call us and wish us well like that.
Well, I enjoy both of your shows very much, very informative. And if I have anything in my that I can call you, I will definitely call either one of you with questions.
Well, thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
All right.
Take care.
Have a beautiful day.
Well, what a nice call. Thank you so much, Sharon.
We're nice guys.
You just made our day. Angela's going to be so jealous. I know that she's listening this morning, but she's going to be jealous that she wasn't here to hear that live on the show.
I know that we'll pass it along.
We certainly will. So before the break, I was giving people a little hint on what we were going to have, which was the rest of the story on one of the things that makes Home Pro Inspections with Wally Conway so special. Before the break, we talked about the buyback guarantee, but there's something that really makes it special also for people that do a pre-sale inspection.
At the time of listing.
Yeah, so let's talk about first why people should do a inspection before putting their home on the market.
Because bad news doesn't get better with time. Real estate is one of the few transactions in our lives where we negotiate, then inspect. It would be negotiating for a car and then test driving. It's preposterous. The most sophisticated agents in America know this, that homes that are inspected at the time they go on the market sell for closer to asking price and in less time. It means you get more money, didn't have to wait as long. That's a positive for the seller. It's a positive for the agent. It's a positive all the way around. And the idea is to discover anything that's going to be discovered during the inspection before the buyer even gets there. And then you can choose to disclose it, or you can choose to repair it. You can do whatever you want. It puts the seller really in control of the data. And early on, there was some resistance from agents about doing it and because they didn't understand it. You do. Angela does. That's wonderful. And there was some resistance from the seller saying, well, I don't want to pay for the inspection. What if the data from NAR and the data from Zillow, what if that data doesn't apply to me? I thought, okay, let's do risk reversal. I'm so confident that if you and Howard and Angela working as your agent inspect the house at the time it goes on the market, that it will sell, that if you list with them, if it doesn't sell during the length of the list, the term of the listing. So if you have a 6-month listing, if it doesn't sell, I'll give you all your money back.
Now, everybody, let that settle in for a minute. You list with us for 6 months, and if the house doesn't sell, you get your money back.
That's right.
How can you not? You just can't lose.
You're right. I can't lose. I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And making that promise for a long time. We've never had a home that we inspected at the time of listing that didn't sell during the term of listing inspection. I've never had it happen. So you could sit and say, oh, Wally, that's, what kind of a promise or guarantee is that? That's never going to happen. I'm like, that's my whole point. You got your house for sale. You put it for sale because you don't want it anymore. Doesn't mean it's bad. Just means you're ready to go. Do the pre-listing inspection. It will sell during the term of the listing. It will sell for close to asking price. If it doesn't sell during that, we've never had one go expired. But if it does, if you are the first one, I'll give you all your money back. Put the risk on me. I'm a risk guy. When I was a Navy pilot, the whole thing was about risk management. You're doing crazy, goofy, dangerous things. You got to manage that risk so you don't die. Now, we run a home inspection company for the last quarter century. What are we doing? We're managing risk. We're managing the seller's risk, the buyer's risk, the agent risk, and our own risk. And if we offer a promise or a warranty, the only way I can do it is with a surety that I can manage that risk.
So if you are a seller and you want to sell your home, the way to sell it is to have your home be the best one for people to buy. The best one for people to buy is to have it look good, have it priced right, and have it be pre-inspected.
I would give you one small modifier on that, and that is it could be a dump. It could need everything. It could be a home that you just inherited from your parent and hadn't been cared to in 1,000 years. It could be a total dump. The advantage of the inspection is we've accurately described its condition so that you can, as the agent, accurately and appropriately price it. And when that person's coming to look at the house, they say, wow, I wonder what's wrong here. Gosh, it hasn't been cared to in 10,000 years. You then provide them the Home Pro inspection and, oh, by the way, with the buyback guarantees and all the other things, and say, this is what you're about to purchase. This is the price. This is all the issues. They go, oh, okay, I'll take it.
So even if you're selling it as is,
absolutely,
still do a pre-purchase inspection.
Even more important.
So that the buyer knows what they are buying.
My one-liner on that, Howard, is this. Good deal, flaws and all.
Absolutely.
It's what my wife said when she agreed to marry me.
With your flaws.
Oh, yeah. So, good deal, flaws and all. Love that man.
Okay. By the way, I haven't said this to you today,
yes,
and I usually say it to you. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. I still get my retirement checks. Thank you for sending me the monthly retirement check.
Well,
25 years. You haven't missed a payment yet, buddy. Thank you.
Well, you know, I try to pay my bills on time. So, yeah. No, seriously, thank you for serving.
Thank you.
You know, back to this, though. I don't think people realize how good your services are. And that's why you've done 35,000 of them, because you do them the right way. You treat people the right way. And that's why if there is something that goes wrong, your processes are in place to make it right, whether it is to buy the house back.
We'll buy the house back. The warranty positions are in place. And very candidly, Howard, I've searched far and wide for my staff. Every single person on my staff is a human, and we make mistakes. And if we make a mistake, we're going to fix it.
Okay, so your number is 268-8211.
Operators are standing by.
And what days can you do inspections? What days of the week?
Every day. We have staff. They rotate through. We work 7 days a week. We have staff that answers the phone 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Again, that is not typical for home inspectors.
No. I will tell you this. You can find dozens and dozens and dozens of places cheaper. You just can't find any place to better protect your investment and your family.
You know,
if you can't afford to protect your family, you can't afford the house.
It's better to pay a little more and get all of the things. You know, if you find something wrong with the house, you'll buy it back.
Sure.
You'll buy the house back. What kind of warranty is that?
Pretty good. It's 90 days, so you got to make that decision pretty quick.
Well, that's okay.
I'm being honest.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Buy the house back.
Sure.
Not just get your money back for the inspection. Buy the house back.
I really want to do one of these days. You know, we do this in essentially a co-op. There's a bunch of us around the country. We contribute to the fund. And I've never had anybody in our company or our service area buy one back. I'm looking forward to the first one.
That is really hot. You know what else is hot?
You.
It is time for the hot deal of the day. People are buying houses, so much so that some of the realtors around were saying, hey, we want to hold this particular house open. There are two of them that people wanted to hold open this weekend. Believe it or not, people are looking for houses. People are visiting their relatives. So I got a couple of them to talk about.
There's one in cookies?
Aberdeen. It's on a street called Gillybrogue, 105 Gillybrogue. This is a big one for a big family, 3,500 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3-car garage, also has a loft, has a lanai. It's on a cul-de-sac with a big yard. It's the biggest yard in Aberdeen. Huge walk-in pantry, lots of storage, a California bar in the kitchen, convection oven. All the bedrooms are big enough for 2 beds. The master down, 4 bedrooms upstairs. It's open Saturday from 1 to 4. It's $450,000. The other one, Heritage Trail in Beauclair in Mandarin, 3,900 square feet, 4 bedrooms. 4 baths plus 2 half baths. It's open Sunday from noon to 2. It's a stately colonial with a large raised patio. The master bedroom has 2 bedrooms. I mean, has 2 bathrooms. Has 2 bathrooms. One for him, one for her. It's open noon to 2. Hey, folks, get in touch with Wally, 268-8211. The Van Weezer here, folks. Have a wonderful holiday, a safe holiday. Drive safely. Angela and I are going to be back with you next week. Call me after the show if you need to at 687-8161. Again, call Wally at 268-8211. God bless.